Hi, this is Rusty Pipes, and you're listening to Cosmic Radio. And now for a brand new subdivision of Cosmic Radio, Closet Philosophy Radio. But we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. Friends, are you looking to get ahead in life, but in a way that will make God happy? Pepper Dynamo College is offering a new Master's of Business Administration program for the modern entrepreneurial evangelical Christian. More than just the core business administration courses you can find at any old institution, the new Pepper Dynamo Economic Fundamentalist MBA program will provide real information that is certain to make God bless your bottom line. Economic Fundamentalist courses include how to deal with heathen customers, intimidating employees with prayer breakfasts, asking Jesus for spreadsheet help, holy rollovers, profiting with the prophets, increasing sales by using the apocalypse, public speaking in tongues, job creation science, and how not to pay taxes by making your business a church. Pepper Dynamo MBAs are assured of exciting, high-paying careers in televangelism, radio evangelism, and now government evangelism. Ask about our new BA degree in Iraqi missionary studies. Call 666-666-6666 or online at pepperdynamo.edu/not.
I come from a land where an artificial man may well be the president, the Lord, Lord. It's a country and a world where every boy and girl is raised to believe in justifiable war. And the ranks of hate groups swell with the idiocy that's dealt and passed like heirlooms from sun to sun. So we beg to be thrust into the stars and to bust from the sun itself. And let some light fall on this madness and show us something. Each and every one tend your garden and give your neighbors some peace. Tend your garden. In a world where people go crazy from God, incapable of finding peace and comfort, and people die, Lord, Lord, they're killed over God, they're killed over dirt, and they're killed for who they love, Lord, Lord. This happens where I live, this happens where be insane to think the things I'm playing can make a difference on this ball in space. But I'm utterly certain that it brings my heart less hurting when I try to inject some beauty into the place. And maybe somewhere there's a land so fair with streets in midair lit up like Christmas, where there is no big business or white man hubris or a need for a military or mistrust of kindness or religious blindness or towering waste of resources. Or cowardly racist police forces, or scorn for spiritual wisdom, or hateful legal system, or bloated international banks, or fill in the fucking blanks. And maybe we can live there someday. Oh. But I guess that's unlikely. So if lightning doesn't strike me, I'll take some time once in a while and listen to my plug neck a box of miles and realize that paradise does exist if only we could get out of the way. Damn your goddamn give your neighbor some peace. Tend your garden.
That was Mike Keneally, and the song was called We'll Be Right Back. Told you so. Wonderful piece. Well, it's almost 4th of July, and once again we're indulging in a bit of all-American idolatry. Yep, that's right. Another resolution that seeks to ban flag desecration has started its journey through Congress. So what is this dreadful problem our lawmakers are seeking to correct? Desecration traditionally happens by burning a flag, so are they afraid of toxic fumes or something? Actually, if I remember my Boy Scout training correctly, weren't you supposed to burn the flag in some situations, like when it was worn out? Maybe that kind of burning's not desecration, but how about the flag that's been flapped to shreds over your car window? Isn't it just a little dishonored by tossing it out with the rest of your household garbage? I'm certainly not saying that's criminal desecration. I'm just saying, is anyone ready to pay a bunch of lawyers to blow all kinds of red, white, and blue smoke in court trying to decide these burning questions? Now, don't get me wrong. I love our flag. I just don't worship it. But to call desecrating the flag a crime is to say that the flag itself is sacred. And that's where the idolatry comes in. And that's also where I part company with these lawmakers. After all, it's only a symbol. Too many people confuse the flag itself with that for which it stands. Maybe to correct all this flag idolatry, we need a flagless pledge of allegiance. Perhaps one that goes like this. I pledge allegiance to the land of the United States of America and to the values for which this republic stands. One nation of many heritages, yet indivisible, a champion of peace, liberty, and justice for all of creation's children. I'm Rusty Pipes, and that's the way I feel, but, you know, it's hard to get people to wake up about things like that. They've just got too many hidden agendas running around.
Jefferson walks in a bar with Newt Gingrich on his shoulders. Bartender says, "Who's the arrogant windbag?" Jefferson says, "That's Newt Gingrich." The bartender says, "I was talking to Newt Gingrich. Is that a hidden agenda in your pocket? Are you just happy to see me? Are you moving on into the 50s? Do you hear Lincoln turning over in his grave? That's the Republican Revolution. Well, care, gun control, public broad bashing. Traveling Republican salesman knocks on the door of a farmhouse. Says, "I got a flat tire while I was slashing your subsidies." Farmer says, "Come on in, but keep away from my daughter." In the morning he finds the salesman in bed with Rupert Murdoch. Is that a hidden agenda in your pocket? Are you just happy to see me? Are you moving on into the 50s? Do you hear Lincoln turning over in his grave? That's the Republican Revolution. Wealthcare, gun control, public broad bashing. Feed the hungry to the dogs. country club. Martin Luther King had a dream that someday all people would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. And I have a dream, except I'm not me, I'm Bruce Willis. And I'm taking over Cuba, and suddenly I can't remember my lines and my pants fall down. Is that a hidden agenda in your pocket? Or are you just happy to see me? Are you moving on into the 50s? Do you hear Lincoln turning over in his grave? That's the Republican Revolution. Wealthcare, gun control, civil rights, public broad bashing.
I'm Rusty Pipes, and this is Closet Philosophy Radio, a subdivision of Cosmic Radio. That was The Foreman with an older song called Hidden Agenda. Yes, we must be always wary that the idiots are taking over. I think I can feel one crawling up my leg right now. NoFX with The Idiots Are Taking Over, very appropriate song for our times. I'm Rusty Pipes, and this has been Closet Philosophy Radio. It's been a real pleasure bringing it to you, and now we return you to the usual Genre Clash here on Cosmic Radio.